We are in the third line, but we really have to start from the beginning of the Gemara, which is not much of a sacrifice because it's only two lines behind. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which we said that a Jew can assist a guy in going to the to press the grapes, that it's if they're ready, the pressers went and made an X, because then we consider it ready to be tame in its entirety. If they didn't make an X, they can't. Rabbi Yossi asked a question. If that's the case, that they already walked in the form of an X, then even according to Mishnah Rishoyna, now Mishnah Rishoyna is actually our Mishnah. I'm going to learn like Pnei Moshe, even though Shaita Eretz Yisrael says he's wrong, but we're going to learn like Pnei Moshe. Mishnah Rishoyna, if you recall in the Yerushalmi, Mishnah Rishoyna usually alludes to our Mishnayos, right? Like we had in the famous case of Akesef Kone Zazot, where the original Mishnah made its way into the Mishnayos. So the Mishnah Rishoyna is our Mishnah. Let's see in the Pnei Moshe the way he learns. It says the Tani in the Pnei Moshe about, to 15 lines down from the top of the page. First word in the line is the Tani. The Tani B'Tosef, the Reish Perechez, Bachi, Gassin, Shem, says there, but Yishoyna Yomrim, originally it would say, Ein Botim Anochri, you can't harvest with the goy, Vein Dorchim Yisrael, you can't press grapes with the Jew who holds the Betuma, who's doing their stuff Betuma. Avo Dorchim Anochri, but one can, do pressing grapes with the goy. Chozu lomar, they went to say, ain dorchi mi manochri. They went on to say, no, you know what, forget it. We're just going to eradicate that. And again, this is not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Mishnah Rishoyna. And the Mishnah Achroyna says, forget it. We're not going to change the standards. Ain dorchi mi manochri. You don't press grapes with the goy at all. Vein boitzim yisrael also betuma. And you don't even harvest with a Jew who's doing betuma. What you can do with a goy is harvest and carry with him new barrels which don't have a suspicion of yain netzach. But old ones, divi rabbi meir, korner meir, we can assist him with any barrels as long as the goy is in front of you. If the goy is no longer in front of you, or the barrels are no longer in front of you, to be more correct, Nasi Yain Nesach, we assume the wine inside became Yain Nesach. Now, Mishnah Rishoyna said you can press with the goy after you can press with the goy, right? That said, the Mishnah Achron holds you can't press with the goy. Now, so he says, wait a minute. Mishnah Rishoyna says you can press with a goy. You, Rabbi Yehuda, just said you can't. You call the president after you made an X. You call that you can press with a goy. Was it me? Why do I have to change Mishnah Rishoyna to Mishnah Achroyna? Mishnah Rishoyna says, Dorchi Mimakum. Mishnah Achroyna says, Ain Dorchi Mimakum. He says, according to you, really Mishnah Rishoyna also is Ain Dorchi Mimakum, right? Because you can only do it after he's been Matami all the wine. After he's got an X in it. It must be, he says, that Mishnah Rishoyna chose the Dorchim, which is our Mishnah, must hold that it can even be Dorich without the X ahead of time. You don't need the guy to do an X before you go and be Dorich with him. You can press from the get-go. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Yehuda holds in our Mishnah, when it says Dorchim Magoy, it's only once the guy made an X, going through once across and once the other way. The Mishnah Achroyna holds, you can't even do that. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you don't, you can, according to Mishnah Rishoyna, you can press with the guy from the get-go. You can start off with him. You don't have to wait until he's done an X in the wine press. Okay?
Significance of him making an X?
All this is going to be discussed. The Gemara is going to ask all this. So now, I'm going to skip with the Gemara being that Mishnah Rishoyna and Mishnah Achroyna because we just read in the Pnei Moshe. So go down to my timer, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. You see that? There's a mem test in the middle of a line. 7 lines down from where we were. My time with Rabbi Yoina. Okay? So the Shart Israel changed it to my time with Rabbi Yossi. I think it's correct, even though the pshat he gives I don't think is correct, but I think it's correct. It has to be changed. My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's logical? You don't have to wait till the guy does next. Shukvar nidmu me'ach shebetzira. because the grapes are already mukshal kabel tuma when moisture seeped out of them after they had been harvested. So they became moist at that point. So already mukshal kabel tuma then, they already became tame. So you don't need the extra goy walking through forming the shape of the X. It's not necessary. They're already tame, right? That's case my time with Rabbi Yoina. Again, switching the gear. So what's the reason of reasoning of Rabbeinu Yoina? Of Rabbi Yoina holds that you have to wait till the goy makes the X. He says, very simple, Torah Miyuti Vaitura, Atuk Shugzar Tolem Tua. Tuma Spitzira, that the grapes are tame after you harvest them is, as Pei Moshe brings down, one of the 18 Xeros Chazal made at the end of the first parak of Shabbos. Because really that moisture is not Nicholach. You don't want that moisture because it's not going to do you any good. It's not grape juice, it's not anything, right? So therefore, it's not Metame, only Midrabonah. So therefore, when does the guy actually do Tuma Doraisa? Only when he actually walks through and makes the X in the wine, in the wine press. So that's why he says, you can't help the guy until the guy already has gone through the X. Okay? Says Mara, Chele to Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi's proof? That the fact that it's Rabbanan really doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. The fact that once you go harvested, that's okay. You can participate subsequently, even though you didn't walk an X through the wine, through the wine press. May Adah is proof of here. May Adah the Rabbi Ram Rabbi Yossi, my Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Hila. So that which Rabbi Yossi named Rabbi Hila. Now the Gears is really messed up, and the Gears is messed up here, and because the right Gears is in the Yushalmi back in Perakhala, the Masechta Chala, which is very different than the Girsa here. It's clearly a parallel Gemara, but a different Girsa. And the Girsa should be like it says in Chala. And it says there, the Mar B'yitz Hashem Rila, B'din Ayot should be, instead of She'odam Poiter, 5 lines from the bottom of 58. Instead of She'b'din Ayot She'odam Poiter, She'b'din Ayot She'odam Poiter, Es Tivlo Dvar Torah. A person should be allowed to make his Tevel Tome. You should be allowed to go out and at will make your Tevel Tome. Because it says now here there's a whole line missing. It should be vanin enosati l'cha. You don't have this vanin enosati l'chas mishmeret chumasi. I gave you as a safekeeping the safeguard in my truma. Truma tzichoshimur. All this you don't have. Truma must be safe kept. Veinatevel tzichoshimur. You don't have to safe keep your tevel. So therefore, your untithed grain, you should be allowed to be matami to will. Or Yisroel should be allowed to. If that's the case, maybe last money, mekayim, what do I do with the following pasuk? So in this pasuk, you already have in the Gemara. When it's satem imenos trumas Hashem la'aron ha'koyin, give the truma to Aaron ha'koyin, asay shinos nu la'aron b'kunaso, should make sure that Aaron gets the truma and the truma in a way in which he can perform his kuhuna. So really, even though there's no mishmeres, no halacha mishmeres on chulin, nevertheless, there's a separate pasuk that teaches you have to make sure Aaron gets the truma properly. So even though the tevel didn't require shmira, since eventually the tevel, the untied stuff, will have tithes coming out of it, truma, so therefore you have to watch the tevel like this! Not because tevel you actually have to watch. You don't have to watch tevel. You have to watch tevel because eventually you're going to become truma. Oh, but if that's the case, kan, now truth isn't chala, kan means something else. Because it has to do with chala over there. But here, kan means, here, the grain belongs, the grapes belong to a goy. Is there ever going to be truma taken from this? No. There's nisa to cause chulin to become tomei in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi holds that's only truma chulin, which is eventually going to become truma. But because of the truma issue. But this chulin should never become truma. Once the goy harvested it, gesunte, you can go and be matami together with him. Okay? There's no issue inherently to be matami with him. So the fact that Betzira only creates a tuma de rabbanon, that doesn't matter. Since it's the peros of a goy, so therefore you're allowed to assist him from the time he harvested already. Again, because only to this time you have to keep something, preserve something, and as tar, is then eventually truma is going to be taken out of it, but here no truma is going to be taken out anyway. Okay, so that's what he says. Since eventually you're not going to give it to Aaron anyway, so therefore Rabbi Yossi holds, even without walking an X, in front of the moment the guy has been bites of the grapes, according to Mishnah Rishon, of course, you can go and press the wine with him.
Now, he's pressing the wine in order to make the yayin
nesser. It doesn't matter, because before it becomes yayin, you could still be involved. As long as it hasn't gone down the tube. That's right. So you could still...
Even though you know...
Doesn't matter. Okay? It's not leaf naive, because it's not necessarily going to do it. Okay? Okay, lochiyot. Nachtom shuwaise betuma. You have a baker who's baking bread, and he's kneading his bread in tuma. So the assumption is that the issue here is chala. Lo lashim v'lo archinima. One cannot knead nor braid bread with him. Once the bread is baked, you can bring it with him to like delivery to the bakery. Okay, Taylo, we learned concerning this lolo susin. You cannot moisten the grain with him. Vlo tochni, you can't grind the grain with him. Vlo chibiborin, you can't sift the grain with him. Himo, together with this baker who's choshen on tuma. So there's a kashia. Now, the truth is, this sugi is much more expanded. We're going to have a couple of issues like this tonight. Much more expansive in Masechta Shviyos and Masechta Gittin, where it's brought down elsewhere. So that it's there it says in Masechta Gittin and Masechta Shviyos, it says that sometimes you can, you know, now the wife of a Talmid Chacham can sift with a sieve. I mean, there are a whole bunch of words in Hebrew. Yeah, there's what? Not winnow. No, I don't know. Boreres v'tochenes umrakedes. She can sift it. There are a whole bunch of sifting procedures and separate whatever it is. Together with the wife of an Amoritz. How come? Why? And why could she do that if he would say it's forbidden? So it says more not a question. Kind of chulin, kind of truma. Says there, but where the Eishes Chover is there with the Eishes Amoretz, that's where it's talking about Chulin. Here it's talking about Truma. Says more what? Isel Chmeim Anachtam Truma. What they were talking about a bakery is this is the Truma Bakery Inc. You know, where's the Truma here? So it says in Chevrayah. I want to say a different distinction. I want to say Kambaloises. It depends if you moisten the grain or not. Because if you moisten the grain, then already it is Roy a Kabotuma, right? That's why you can't be involved the baker over there. Kamashe Lena Losis, they would say about where they had yet moisten the grain. Says this is not a question, but rather a proof, Binichuso as the terminology goes. But even with the Eishes Chover and Eishes Samar, it's those two women working together. Once the water is poured into the mixture, lo tigayet, so they can't touch her there. Shem Achzin, their Ravera, can't assist over Ravera. And of course, this Eishes Samar, is an over Ravera, because she's not Makbid Antuma and Tara. Okay? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Ami, Charamar Charosh Batavos. Now, it's also, again, not at all relevant to Sechta Abedizar. Let's talk about a case over there. You see a guy working on Shemitah. So once, what are you allowed to say to him? It says, you know, Marziki and they Akum Sholim Bishloim and Bishvius. Now goyim working the land, you're allowed to give them a chizuk, and you're also allowed to inquire after the health. So it says in Rechiv Rabbi Amichad Mar Charosh Batavos, he can even say, plow it well, Vanana Savla Minach Besar Shemitah, and I'll buy the stuff from you after Shemitah is over. With Chadamar, the other one just said, all you can say is Ayasher. Yashukoyach, you're doing a fine job. Now, I'm going to switch now to Ridbaz, because the next four lines in the Gemara are a little bit messed up. You look at the Ridbaz, in the second Ridbaz on the top left-hand margin. In the second line, V'chein Garcin Hashem, he says, Ma Damar Charush Batavos. He says that Marzikin is plow it well. Masholim Bishlomo, what does it mean that you can inquire after their well-being? Ayasher to say Ayashukoyach. Ma'adamar Ayasher, he says that that which we can mechazik them is only to say Ayasher to say Ayashukoyach. Masholim Bishlomo, what does it mean to inquire after their welfare or after their peace? Bishlom Yisro, you could say to them, the same Shalom Yisro, which is Sholom Aleichem. Okay? So those are two of the gradations, right? See, they're saying I'll buy it from you versus saying I share, or I share versus saying Shalom Aleichem. Okay? Dilma, Create back to the Gemara, 4 lines hence. Dilma, a story. Rabbi Chanina bar Pavan, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, over an Achad min Choshe Shviz. Past guy, a guy who was planning Jewish Shemitah. Armelay, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Shulam now said to him, I have share. Said, Yerusha Koyach. Armelay, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said to him, Look it out from Rabbi, didn't you teach us? The law Amru over him. They didn't say to the pass by the not say bless may God bless you. Now to say I should collect the people who are plowing during Shemitah, right? Amar, so he said, we cross at Yodea, he said to read a pasuk, you know. We drosh at Yodea. You don't know how to expound on the pasuk. You're not expounding properly on the pasuk. Why is that? Because the way to expound is this is nothing to do with Kshmita. It has to do with the goyim of the world. They're going to pass from the world. They're the oivrim. They're going to pass out of this world. Why are they going to pass in this world? Because they never said to the Jews, Birkas Hashem Aleichem. They never bestowed blessing on the Jews. What does Yisrael say to them? We bless you in the name of God. Meaning, Yisrael says to the goyim, Lo dayechem kol ha-toivos v'ha-nechomois. It's not enough that all the good stuff and all the consolation, ha-boyim lo'olam which comes to the world, bishvileinu is all because of us. Ve'natem oimim lo'anu bo'usu lo'chem in ha-bochos. And you don't, not only do you not tell us, come in and be blessed, you roll upon us, payasim vizimos v'galgulios v'arnos. You cause us to have to pay all sorts of taxes. Payas is one type of tax, zimus is another type of tax, glios are head tax, and arnos are real estate taxes. So this happens it had to for Jews not to pay taxes, right? Because we complain that all these taxes they've taxed us with. Okay? So anyway, so he says.
Well, the answer is because. Presumably, they're only assessing these taxes against the Jews and not against
the Jews. Yeah, they're unjust taxes. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami Paskin, Lirdos Imo Asur, with a guy who, well, not a guy, with the Jews making the bread when he's Tomei, so the baker, you're not allowed to even remove the bread with him from the oven. It's because Mesei de Rabero. With the Kavasa, similarly, you cannot fill up barrels of wine with when the wine merchant is a Jew who's suspect on Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. Okay? Says Mara further, or a Mishnah further, a guy who was found standing next to a well or a pit of wine, imyeshol of milve. If he's owed money by the Jew, usher, then it's written because we suspect that he might have tried to check out the merchandise in the with the wine, maybe as something to possibly collect. If the Jew does not owe any money, mutter, it's okay. If a guy fell into a boar, right, and they brought him up. He came up, and he came up dead, not alive. Umarda Bekane, or a guy checked out to measure the pit of wine with a stick. He did a tir Bekane, or he removed a wasp from the top of the boar with his stick. The guy was tapping on the foam in a barrel of wine, not on the wine itself, but in the foam on the barrel top. Kol eloy maisa, all these things actually occurred. Rama, they said, Yibacher, the wine is not also bano, but also the drink, it's got to be sold. Rabbi Shimon, the Rishon says, you can even drink it. Not also chavis. If a guy took a jug, the zorkal or bor, and he tossed it into the well of wine, the wine cistern, So then Zera Maisa, this was this episode, the Yechshir, and they said it's okay nonetheless. Because when he threw it in, he didn't have Kavana to libate. You don't libate by throwing stuff in. Okay? Says more further, Rav Shesh B'Shem Rav. By the way, it's very hot in here, right?
Yes.
You guys want to learn next week? I don't know if I should open the window. I think it'll be better. It's cool outside, yeah. Well, as of next week, you can learn in Linkwood at night if you'd like, because
that's it. Because mine is over Thursday.
Oh. Okay. Rav Shesh B'Shem Rav. Rav Shesh is the name of Rav. Now, this in the Yehusha Bavli is his name of Shmuel. Now, I want to tell you, I had a lot of difficulty with this Gemara. I didn't like somehow in Avodah Zarah, this happens a lot. I don't know why. Every night there's a new issue, a new Gemara, which I don't like what the Mefarshim have to say about it. Maybe they're all getting tired by the end of the end of the Shas, and they were slipping up. But there's one alternative of Shaita Eretz, which is to create a machlokus out of thin air. He creates a shita for Shmuel here. And he goes in accordingly. In other words, Rav says, Rav Shesh is saying, Rav Ushayam Allah Mil Valo Sabor. The only time we suspect the goy might have been dabbled in the boar of wine is if the wine was collateral to him. That wine was collateral. So he creates an entire shita of Shmuel's, which argues on this and holds that regardless it's also. And based on that he explains the following Gemara, at first I thought it was nuts, but it actually makes sense because of what you'll see presently. But it's very difficult, in my opinion, to do that. So therefore I'm going to learn like the Mashbiach, which is a little bit more difficult in terms of pshat, but I don't have to create a whole new person in order to explain the following Gemara. Okay, you'll see what I mean momentarily. Okay? I'm not learning exactly like the Mashbiach, that's what I should point out. I'm learning like the Mashbiach, but not on Omid Beis. I'm going to deviate from what he says. Well, the truth is even on Omid Aleph. So basically, it's my trial. Okay. After that cryptic introduction, you'll see how I learned. If you don't like it, it's just me. Rav Shesh B'Shem Rav said, Vusha Lob Mil Valo Sabor. It's only if the Goy had a lien outstanding that specific bit of wine. So says Amar, this is already where I start putting in my own 2 cents. Avo Elon Milvalo Sabor, what if he doesn't have a loan on that boar? Now the Pnei Moshe reads it, Avo Elon Milvalo Sabor, it's mutter, right? If there's no, he doesn't have collateral, it's mutter. But that's, and that would be the Pasha way of reading it, even though the word mutter is not there. But that's going to be or Lo Chashin, and Pnei Moshe says, it's going to be very difficult to sustain that in the face of the coming Gemara. And that's why here the Shmuel, the Pshat is all creates a second Pshat. He says, and Shmuel says, even if there is no Mil Valo Sabor. Shmuel argues and Rav. Rav holds it. It's only if it's collateral, Shmuel, even if it's not collateral. But it's very difficult to introduce that new Sheet as well. So I'm going to learn it like this. The Mor is asking a question. Avol Eilim Mil Valo Sabor is not Rav Shesh's statement name. Rav Mor is asking. So what if he doesn't have a loan outstanding? After all, says the Gemara, it still makes sense. Shekain derech bali choiv lamo begitos agronos. Even if it doesn't have a lien on a specific pit. When I say, if you owe me money, I'm going to go look around and see how your wine is doing to see which one of your pits I want to collect from. So, Taka, how do we learn it? So it says, my Rabban Meimah, the one to say. Now here, the standard way of interpreting this Vorshu Tevis, the way the Gemara in fact opens them up on Amud Beis, is Manda Omar. And they'd say Manda Mar X and Manda Mar Y, which sustained the Shai Teres Israel's creation of a second Shita. Well, that's very difficult because we didn't find a second Shita, didn't find a second opinion. So I'm going to learn like the Mashbiach in this sense, that Manda Omrinon. It's not Manda Omar and Tumachlexit, but rather that which we would say. So it's not two separate opinions, but a qualification of the two alternatives. If you have a loan outstanding on that specific pit, it's besochel pishuyadayim raglayim, and if the goy is standing within arm's length, pishuyadayim length, then he answers that pit. But you need two conditions. A, he's got a loan on it, loan outstanding on it. B, it's got to be toch pishuyadayim raglayim, within a range that he could reach, right now. Umar, again, Mando Mar says, but I would learn like Mando Minan. I would say, Avabisha Ainala Milvalo Sobor. If he doesn't have a loan outstanding on that board, then packets also as well. And even Chutzla Pishut Yadayim Vraglai, Vipishu Yadayim. Even further away than the guy can reach right now. Because if he's, logic being, if he has collateral on that board, so he's only looking at that board. He didn't wander around elsewhere. Look at this board. Is he close enough to it or not close enough to it? But if he doesn't have a specific collateral on the board, it's much worse, because then he might be going all around and touching this, that, the other one. Maybe the whole winery is stock also in that case. Okay? Says more, I don't understand how you could say that. But look at him, the rabbis in Eroshashas, Geshem Shnos, the Pishu Yadayim, Vietaros, just like they gave Pishu Yadayim, that aloha by Tumantara, Kachnos, the Pishu Yadayim, behind Nesach, so too they gave such aloha by Yain Nesach. And the truth is, in the Rambam, it brings down a whole bunch of alohas about Pishu Yadayim. When we assume that a person touched something and made a tummy, when we don't assume a person touched something and put a tummy. And basically, if a person has the run of your house, legitimately, we assume that he touched, and he used tummy, we assume that he touched everywhere. But if the person does not have the run of your house, it's only where he could have extended his hand. Okay? So now, so therefore, it says, well, you know what, since we have this limiting principle, Pishu Yadayim, says, well, I want to say it differently. Kaini. This way, learn it. Madam Arbushia Lola Mivalosa Bor, Hugh says that it's when you, not Hugh says, I slipped into the standard shot. That which we said, Hushia Lola Mivalosa Bor, that it's when he has collateral on that pit. Now here's the one change you're going to make. Chutz Lepishu Yadayim. If you have the collateral, then that means you have free reign on that pit. So even if the pit is right now beyond your grasp, nonetheless, I suspect that you actually, if the guy is found in that winery area, so I suspect he might have actually touched that pit, and that pit is also. However, he who said it's also, in other words, the pit, when do we say that's also, even if it doesn't have a loan with designated collateral of a specific pit, that's a wilvad, only if it's, again, I'm switching the gears here, toch pishu yadayim. If it's within the span of pishu yadayim, then you might touch it even though it doesn't have specific collateral on it. But if it's beyond the span of pishu yadayim, you only suspect he touched it if he had specific collateral on it. Okay? So again, this is the kula. If he had specific collateral here, specified collateral is a pit, so no matter where he's standing in the winery, we assume he might have touched the pit. If he didn't have specified collateral, then only the pits which are within hand's reach, those were the ones you assume he touched, not any other one. Okay? So that's more for that.
Isn't this the opposite of what we said before?
Yeah. The Mara is changing it. The Mara is saying that Pishu Yadayim must be used as a, we have to take the halachs of Pishu Yadayim, which you find by Tumah Tahara, and apply it here, which is the opposite of what we said before. That's exactly the point. In other words, just like over there, it depends whether you have free reign on the house or don't have free reign on the house. So here too, if the goy has free reign, meaning he has a designated collateral, then it doesn't make a difference whether he's within range of hand's reach or not. We stomach, he went over there, right? But if he doesn't have specific collateral, so he doesn't feel he has free reign to go there, then it's only things which are within his radius of his reach, no more than that. Okay? Says Rabbi Yishim Rishmul said, Aloka Rabbi Shimon, Aloka Rabbi Shimon, that when it's not Yain Nesach, because he didn't touch in normal fashion, so then it's Mutar B'Shasir, you're allowed to drink it. Says the more Rabbi Yishim Rishmul said, and Nikaparas Rabbi Shimon, I am the atonement for Rabbi Shimon. That, and here the somebody throws in. I don't know what they throw in. I had it written down there somewhere, but I can't find it now. It should be anyway Shohaya, that he was either. He was either Omati B'Shasia Oser Bat Noya. He never holds of this thing of a middle ground of Stam Yenom like when it's osur to drink, but mutter to derive benefit from, either it's mutter to drink or osur by no, there's no middle ground by him. Okay? Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yerushim Revo, my soya. There was a certain episode where Vahora b'shasiya k'Rabbi Shimon, that somebody paskin, that's mutter b'shasiya like Rabbi Shimon, I guess Shmuel. Shmuel Shevo said, we don't paskin him anyway, we don't paskin there is a middle ground. Shmuel b'shevo said, ein anachri osa yayin nesop b'zvika. A goy doesn't make yayin nesop when he tosses. Now, according to Rishimach, at this point we understand tossing meaning that he tossed the barrel. If he tossed the barrel, it doesn't make it yayin nesach. Okay? Even if he tossed the barrel into something. No, he took a barrel and heaved it into something. Into another, the barrel of wine, and heaved it into a wine pit. Doesn't make it yayin nesach. Okay?
The barrel sealed?
Yeah, the barrel sealed.
So he's not in contact with the yayin itself?
Right. But he is making the wine move.
Yeah.
That the chiddush of that doesn't answer it. Okay, I'm agreed.
Fine.
Maybe it's not. Sazamar, the next question is really the real crucial question. Nochi maushi asi yain nesa b'chamoso. What if he tossed something in his anger? Now, in the Bible, this case is actually in the Mishnah, but not in the Yerushalmi. And the way the Or Samech learns it, actually, without getting into great detail, he says that this is talking about where you didn't just throw the jug, you threw actually the wine itself. But he threw it out of anger. The guy threw it out of anger, right? So what if he threw it out of anger? So there are two ways of looking at anger. It could be he threw it out of anger, he didn't have in mind to libate it. It could be on the contrary. He decided, I want to stick it to this Jew, right? So therefore I'm going to throw with the intent of libate. And he was actually pouring out of the cask wine in anger into the Jew's wine. Okay? So it says, Mara Nishmina Minado, it's over here. From the case of Adar Amaya, Havali Kupin, there's a certain Aramaean, sort of goy who had whatever they are, goat skins or jugs, Gomatsarta within the wine press area, Asi Sobazol Ben Chamor, and a Jew came and poured his own wine in them. Asar Amaya Kusei, the Aramaean, the goy came and he was burning up. Kulse means he was burning up. There are different interpretations between Moshe, but that's how the Oracle explained it. The Shapkin Lagova, and he poured the Jew's wine into the pit, which is the case not brought down in the Bavli. In other words, he didn't throw that toy, that jug, and toss it. He poured the wine into the pit. So what's the status in that case? So it's more a very big chiddush. As Uvdu Kumi Rabbanis case came where the rabbis, I mean, they said, in anger, it's not nisuch. Is that fascinating thing? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like it? You don't have to like it.
That's right, it isn't.
Oh, you cynics, you guys. Okay. Rabbi Yirmi of Hashem.
Psychological.
Well, obviously it's psychological.
Yeah, right. It's
question of das.
Yeah,
no, I agree with it. Yeah, of course.
That's true,
he's putting the Spindel spin on it.
Well, I understand that. I just don't think it's applicable.
No, I agree. Okay. Says more. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam Paskins, and he bases on the Losh of the Rebbe Radbaz. So he's based on the Losh of Yerushalmi. Enos Yain Nesach means it's Mutar Barno, but still also to drink. Yeah, I guess it's not, but still also to drink. Okay. Rabbi Yerushim Rabbi Chia Barbo said, Zesha Mozeg Bechamin. Interesting halacha. I don't even know where it comes from. But, I mean, it comes from here. But, Zesha Mozeg Bechamin, if the goy mixes for you wine in hot water, also, he's what's the word, diluting.
Okay.
Because that might be nisuch. But, Tony, but if he mixes you wine with cold water, mutter, it's okay. It's an amazing concept because obviously mixing with cold water is not going to be as chush as mixing with hot water. I don't know why. I would think the opposite. But what can I tell you? I guess they had hot toddies. They had some hot drink. I don't know. I don't really understand it. Anyway, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, name Rabbi Chia Barba, Yavolayit, he said, may you know, good things befall me. Shalosisimi Yomai, I never actually relied on this kula, which I myself just gave. Okay, so it's not local nice anyway. Rabbi Yassi Azal Tzur. Rabbi Yassi went to Tzur, to Tyre. Chamsun Shosun Chamor V'chamimin. He saw them drinking wine with hot water. Varamaya Mozaki, he saw the goyim were mixing for them. Armelons, he said, should be man Charlechon who was might to do such a thing. There's no precedent for such a ritual, or such a custom. Halachi base. Hamatar Yeno Shel Nochri. Somebody who takes wine, meaning grapes of a goy, in order to make wine out of it. Okay? So, Venosa, like Bismanazan in California, Jews don't own vineyards, right? They buy grapes from non-Jews and they make their wine, right? So, Vitayan Ashur Nachri, Venosa Beshuzon, he puts the wine in his house. He hasn't yet paid the goy, but the house is Shubasul Shusarabim. The house is open to a public thoroughfare. In a city where they're both Jews and Goyim, it remains mutter, the wine, because we don't afraid a Goy is going to go in, take his chances and go in, you know, and dabble in the wine based on his having a lien on the wine. Okay? However, if the city is completely made up of Goyim, Osir, it's no good actually until you put a watchman there, because they're afraid that there, the guy might feel confident enough to go in and dabble. Says more ancient shomer, if there is no other shomer, so she yos yoshevu mishamer. You yourself have to sit and watch. However, ava pishu yaitzim nichlas mutu. You don't have to sit there the whole time. You can be yaitzim nichlas, go out and come back. Okay. Rishim lozamer korishus dochim kach. Rishim lozamer says whenever there is a non-Jewish domicile in a city, and the city is non-Jewish, so that. Or it has the halacha of a public thoroughfare. Has the halacha that you need a shomer. In other words, you need to have a shomer if it's in Rishus Nachri, even in another Nachris. And he's not the Baal HaBos. Because even though you moved it to another house, not the original owner's house, nevertheless, since they're all goyim, we're afraid that the goyim are going to let each other in and do what they want with the wine over there. Okay? So it says, Amara, Ramatar Yeno, Kamara's going to come back there. Ramatar Yeno Shel Nachri. Somebody who's trying to work with the wine of a goy, Venosto Rishuso, puts it into his own house, the Jew. And the goy writes him a receipt that he received the money. Mutter, then, we don't suspect the goy is going to come back, even though there's no padlock on the door. But if the Jew wants to remove the wine, veino minicho, and the goy doesn't let him achit lo smalusav until he gets his money, so no, meaning he wasn't paid yet. So zeh ya'maise, this was an episode in Beitran Basu Chachamim, and Chachamim forbade it. So it's interesting in the ratio, even though the goy is writing a fake receipt. So a fake receipt, because he didn't actually get paid. But the money writes a receipt; it's already out of his possession. In the sefer, though, where you want to be honest about it, so then it's still the guy's possession. Okay, even though it's in your house, but you didn't pay it. So if you didn't pay it, and you didn't get a receipt from the guy, even a fake receipt, so it still remains the guy's. Okay. Rav Ovashem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi said, "Lo sof dovar pesach." You don't. It's not that you need a door, right? Now this is talking about pasul shusa rabim, so you can see what's going on inside the house, right? That's what it said to be in the Mishnah. So it doesn't have to be literally a door. Afilu chalon, even a window. V'yesh ba'arba, which is 4x4 tefachim. A room asora for 10 tefachim in height. I'm not sure what 4x4x10 is. I guess its thickness is 4. I don't know exactly what it means. Anyway, it's good. If it's that size, and besides that, if it's Makura Magufaf, has a roof and has a lining to it, so that's enough to survey what's going on in the house, and the guy is afraid to switch the wine. So it says, well, that's very strange. And the truth is, the Yerusha Bavli doesn't have such a shear. The Yerushami immediately rejected. Rabbi Neymar, Rabbi is going to talk about dimensions and quality of workmanship. If you could see a guy going to the house, you have a line of sight. It doesn't matter how big the window is, right?
Yeah, the size of the window.
Yeah, it's very strange. Milavin it near oil of Yaribo, if you can see the goy going in and out.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I was supposed to change the gear set here.
The window is too small. There are corners in the room where he's out of the line.
Yeah, so somebody brings that down. They say, but that's part of the answer.
It's like a security camera. Yeah. You know, it's straight ahead and then go on the side.
Right. So the standards were not the measurement. It's what you can see or not.
Yeah.
That depends on the measurement.
Anyway, there could be that stuff. I mean, it's enough. Okay. Anyway, so if you can see then the goy going in and out, you see him going in and out, it's also the wine is forbidden. If you don't see him, so mutter, the wine is mutter because we assume that he was afraid of being seen through the window. Okay, so it's logical what the Gemara's conclusion is. That I learned that the Shara Teretzro, by the way, not like the Mashbiach and the Pnei Moshe, who have a very strange pshat here. Okay. Says the Rabbi Babishan said, Be'ir sheyesh bad lasayim bar b'riach imas nisa. Now I'm going to learn this, even though I'm not 100% satisfied like the Mashbiach. That which that which you need a yotze v'nichnas is in a city which can be locked, because I'm afraid the goy is going to lock the door to the city and run into your house and do yayin neslach on your wine. So you have to yotze v'nichnas all the time to make sure it doesn't happen. Avol, however, right. He said it has a door and a bolt. That it says, a shomer who comes once in a while, that's sufficient but necessary. If there's no lock and key on the city, so then even that's not necessary because he's afraid that you're going to come. But basically what it means is that you need, I guess the difference is between an actual Yotzev Nichnas and a threatened Yotzev Nichnas. That if the door of the city can be locked and bolted, so you need an actual Yotzev Nichnas. Somebody coming in, going out, and disproving the locking as being significant, right? So he can't hide behind closed doors. But if it's the door of the city cannot be locked, so he's constantly afraid he can come at any time. So in that case, you don't actually have to be physically Yotzev
Nichnas. When you say the city we lack, don't we mean the individual door, individual houses?
No, we mean the door to the neighborhood, so the guy can go in, sneak in. Okay. The door to the campus, you know, to the subdivision, whatever. It says more, Tani, Yisrael v'Nochri shekinsu l'sayayim b'frachir shalir, if the Yisrael and Nochri put their wine together in this, like a storage room of the city, in advance of the market day. I feel shomer nochrim, even if the watchmen themselves are goyim, I feel chavil suchos, even if the barrels are open, mutaros, they're all mutar, shem naskin kain, they don't lie at that time because they're out to sell the wine. Okay? Rabbi Rasher and Rabbi Yane said, it should be hasocher kilokech. If you rent space in a goy's courtyard, it becomes your field as if you bought it. And therefore you can bring your wine in there and store it there. Okay? They both have the same halacha that they can store stuff there. Okay, now says Mora, if you're doing stuff in the domain of the goy, the wine is Jews, and a Jew lives there. Mutter, it's okay. That's you can make kosher wine there. It should be afa pisha einol mafteil chaysim, even though it doesn't have a lock and key. Well, is that because the Jew lives there and he sees what's going on, right? Now I'm going to learn a shayla teretzro, even though I'm skeptical about it, but I'm going to do it anyway, right? He takes out ubizman shayyan shenachri yisrael darsham. He changes instead to bim ein yisrael darsham. If the Jew doesn't live there at all, mutter, it still could be okay. Bushiel yeshlo olam avteach l'choisim, as long as he got a lock and key. Actually, a key in the signet ring, seal, because that's the only way he can safeguard it from the non-Jews. Now, the male of the Shaita Yisrael takes up the entire next line, because it says, v'imen Yisrael darsham also have a piece yeshlo olam avteach l'choisim. That's not true. He said, if you have a lock and key, even if a Jew doesn't live there, that's okay. Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Ani said, "Chalukim al Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar." when it says in our Mishnah that Rishim ben Loza says Rishus Nochri Achras, the Rishus of the Goy is one, so his friends argue on it. Says Marloa Dais Amris. Don't think it's going on in the case of the Mishnah explicitly, because that is explicit in the Mishnah that Machlokas Rishim ben Loza Rabbanan was the case of the Mishnah. Rather, El Hador the Basra is going on a different issue. It's going on an issue later in the Mishnah. Hamitar Yeno Shel Nochri. Can you actually to make kosher wine in the jurisdiction of a goy and put it in the goy's rishus as long as you have your own separate area and that suffices? So Rav Shimon laws are, and that would hold that that does not suffice. Rabbanan would hold that that does suffice. Okay, whether you sell your own separate area or not, and has to do with this issue whether the rishus nochri is achas. But the Shus and Nachri is a goy, no matter where you put it there, or it's, can you make your own, carve out your own space there. Okay? Said, Hadro Perkar Ishmael. Hasser was a pelastis mobi ay nesach. A goy, seems like it's a goy, he hired a worker to transfer yay nesach for him, to transport yay nesach. You can't take home his wages at the end of the day, because those are the wages of sin. Because how do you make those wages? By being involved in yay nesach. Right? So, however, if you hired them to do other work, then the work he actually did was to transport the Ainesla barrels from place to place, nevertheless his wages are permissible. Okay, because then the Gemara is actually going to say, so the Gemara, I don't have low schar and osin low in the ratio. Why is it also? You're paying him his wages, not giving him hanor of Ainesla, not giving him Ainesla. You're paying wages for the work he did. The guy is paying wages for the work he did. What difference does it make to the work in the Ainesa? Says, well, you're right. For Rebbe Shem Yochel said, Knas Kuntzuhu. They find him. You shouldn't be working in the Ainesa. Tani, we learned. Now, this is going to Mesech Lashvis, and it's a replication of the one of Mesech Lashvis, Perakhes, but there's a lot missing here, so I'm going to try and be mashed on the outside. Tani, Achamorim Agamolim, donkey drivers and porters. The Chola Osim Mishvis, anybody works in Shemitah, Schoron, they can get paid Shvis. What does it mean, Schoron and Shvis? There are two possible meanings. One meaning is that if they get paid in, if they get paid for working in Shemitah crop, and it's prohibited, then whatever wages they get has a Locha Shemitah crop. And that's a punishment to them, right? Even though the wages are cash. Nevertheless, we give the cash a Locha of the Shemitah crop. The other interpretation of Schoron and Shvis means, no, they're allowed to take it. Rabbi Yizir said, Peiros Hetri Mas Nisa. If the Baal Bas doesn't have any money to give them, he can give them money and pay them in Peiros Shvius. Fahid Hori Hai, didn't we Rabbi Yochan Paskin, Lin, the Beis Rayan, Toz, the Beis Rayan, Shelo Yenotin Schabi Dayan, Yain Elamos, that they shouldn't get paid in Shemitah wine, they should Davki paid money? That's Krabito Krabi Nechemia alone. He passed Krabito and Nechemia, who are Machmir, and hold you now to pay wages with Peyrus Shvitz. You know why now to pay wages with Peyrus Shvitz? Why not? Does anybody remember why they will hold that way? Why can't you pay some of his wages with food, screws during Shemitah? No, you can do it. You can eat a big douche. Because you're being Porea, you're paying off a debt which you owe with money which is not really yours. Because Shemitah is Kedusha, it's half gear and it's also meant to be Kadosh. Therefore, so that's what they hold. So says Mara, yeah, like then, Taki, you can't take your wages in Shviz, even if it's Mutter Shviz. But we're not going like him. Rabbi Yalai said, which is Rabbi Hila, he said, Beperos, it should be Avera, he must Nisa. No! There it's talking about Taki, where the donkey drivers are getting paid, it's Shemitah fruit! And when it says it means we find them, we sock it to them, and I mean they're getting paid because they did work in Shemitah fruit. Sorry, Perasaver means that we sock it to them because they did work in Aveira in Shemitah. Therefore, whatever wages they collect, even though the wages have nothing to do with Shemitah, we give the wages they received the halacha of Shemitah. Okay, says the Gemara Kidama, and that's similar to that which I vote. Says Rabbi Yochum Shei Nesach. This is a Yanesa Knas Kansu. They find them so to over there, they find them the same way. Says the Gemara, Kite Fimo Chavis. Now, fascinating, Rushami. Kite Fimo Chavis, the Chavis. This is basically, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. The guy says, I'll carry your drug for you if you carry my drug for me. So you carry the guy's drug. So then a corresponding amount of wine in your drug becomes ulcer. Not to what you carried, but to the benefit you provided the guy. Okay, since you provide the guy's benefit by carrying his drug, even though you didn't get paid in money, you still amount corresponding amount of wine in your drug becomes ulcer. So your smell says, Machlokes Bavli Ushami. The Bavli holds that when does your wages become ulcer? When it's nitfas, when there's one identifiable money, which we identified as the wages of sin. But here, it's not a wages for sin issue. It's pure and simple, straight up a fine. Right? You didn't get paid for carrying his drug. He carried your drug. But nevertheless, the wine in your drug corresponding to the amount of hanor he got becomes ulcer. It's an amazing new concept. It's not like Shemitah or Avodah Zarah tofesis tameha, not like which would be the prohibited equivalent of redemption by Meister Shein, your equity, something like that. Rather, it is a knas which finds correspondence in your property. And the mother's going to go on along those lines.
Also, you're not really helping the guy because the guy did it down himself.
I don't know, maybe not.
Well,
maybe
he
didn't want
to.
It's not necessarily simultaneous. Could be next day, could be a week later. Okay? So, it's not just, swapping. Okay? So, what if the guy paid you, this is the same lines, the guy paid you with land. And land, in redemption, you can't redeem Meister Sheni or Kekdish on land. Whatever. And here also, it was an issue of Teifis Tamea, it wouldn't take hold of the land, of the real estate. But that's precisely the issue. So it's according to Yushami, it's a straight up fine. So maybe even if he paid your wages in land, the part of the land becomes also, okay? Because you say in Karkanesar, land has become also. The Karkanesar, maybe though here to as well. Here in the because of the Knas. And also similarly. Nusla Behem was if he paid you with an animal. Because are all over by Avodah Zarah. Atomer ain't Dovishish Borua Chaim Nesar, so which lies that become also. The Karkanesar maybe here becomes also. Right? Nusla Hakob Schar. He paid you more than you're worth. He gave you a tip, basically. Right? He paid you your wages and he gave you a gratuity. So gratuity become also as well. Again, if it's an issue of Tevis Damea, so why would the gratuity become also, right? It's only because we hold, if it's a knas, and it's one payment, so maybe that's why it comes also, right? And that's why Hakob is Schoro, Hakob also, we give him more. Everything means here. Is everything also, or ain't also, Elah Kadei Schoro? It's only also up to his wages. Hoya Osimo Batobas, I know an amazing thing. Again, only the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. You were working with him for free, but he's going to owe you a favor. Right? So do we make you deduct at the Mashkanom in the Chazav? May we deduct an imaginary sum, it's not imaginary sum, but what the Tova Sanoa is worth, like Tova Sanoa a moment, and we deduct it from property which you already own. It's an amazing concept. We go to your own property, not wages you made, not even correspondence and wine in your barrel, corresponding to wine in his barrel. Maybe we go to your backyard and say, okay, we'll take this part of your backyard as a knas for you having done a favor for the guy in the eye. That's an amazing concept, right? Okay? So, I'm asking you, are you going to be or not? What if you work for him half day or you worked half a day for goy in Yai Nezach and half a day worked in regular commodity? What's the status? Now, the Pnei Moshe learns that the top of Lambe Yisrael is an additional question. The Shard Israel learns that this is a brisa which actually resolves the previous question. It could be either way. I can't decide. But you'll see. It's a similar idea, certainly. Payam Meicher Chulin, it was Son Chulin, and Shani, that's Meister Shani. B'krachech, he's selling them together. Ezer Sheyir Tzachulin, and he made money. So you can designate. It's a brain issue. You can designate Ezer Sheyir Tzachulin Yaseh, B'Shani Yaseh. And the second, whatever you want to designate, you can designate. V'hochachay. And here again, according to Pnei Moshe, it's a question. Can you do the same thing over here? Okay, and you say, well, the half a day's wages of Isser, that's this. The half a day's wages of Heter are that. Or is that not the case over here? So according to Bein Moshe, it's part of the question. According to the Shrite Yisrael, no, that's the answer. There, you could say Breira here. And it makes sense because this is the Rabbana, right? Because we say Yesh Breira by the Rabbana, and this Knas, which they find you, you're not the Rabbana, so it makes sense you could say here Breira. And we will stop here for today.